So let's review. This daf begins with the Gemara listing of the specific Shir Shel Yoyim, the daily psalm that was recited and sung by the Levim in the Beis HaMikdash each day of the week, and how it relates to that day. They are the Shir Shel Yoyim which we recite to this very day. The Gemara then adds, B'musafei de Shabbata, with the carbon musaf of Shabbos, they said, Haziv Loch. This is a Rosh HaTevis of selected psukim from Parashat Hazinu as follows. Hazinu Shemayim V'oretz, Zechari Yemais Eilam, Yakiveiru Albom Se'oretz, Vayar Shemayinatz, Lulikas Oyev, Kiyod Nashemamoy. Koshabata V'Shabata Amrichat. Each week, one of these portions was recited for a six-week rotation. Similarly, B'minchasa de Shabbata, with the Tamid Shel Bein Abayim of Mincha, the following psukim were recited, each week in succession for a three-week rotation. Az Yashem Aisha, the Shiras Hayam until the Pasuk Michamaycha. Michamaycha, the Shiras Hayam from the Pasuk of Michamaycha until the end of the Shira. Az Yashem Yisrael, Esa Shira Hazois, Aluva Er Anela, the Shira mentioned in Parashat Chukas. Since the Mishnah had mentioned Takanas of Rechem and Zakai that were instituted while the Sanhedrin were exiled in Yavna, the Gemara now teaches about the travels, Kibbe Yachal, of the Shechina and of the Sanhedrin during the period of the Korban. Amar Yehuda Bar Yidim of Yechna. Esther Masois Nasa Shechina. The Shechina removed itself gradually from Bnei Yisrael in 10 stages at the time of Korban Bais Rishon, and we learn this Mikroi from Sukkim, or Kenegdin Gosa Sanhedrin. And these correspond to 10 locations that the Sanhedrin had to move to at the time of Korban Bais Sheni, and we know this Migemara from tradition. The Gemara elaborates. The Shechina first moved from atop the Kaparis to one Kruv, or Mikruv the Kruv and then to the other Kruv, or Mikruv the Miftan, from the second Kruv to the Miftan, the threshold of the Hechel, or Mimiftan the Chatzar, from the Miftan to the Chatzar, the Beis HaMikdash, or Mechatzar the Mizbeach, from the courtyard of the Azar to the outer Mizbeach, or Mizbeach the Gag, from Mizbeach to the roof of the Hechel, or Megag Lechaima, from the roof to the walls of the Azar, or Mechaima Leir, from the walls of the Azara, to the actual city of Yerushalayim, Umeir Lahar, from the city to Har HaZeisim, Umehar Lemidbar, from Har HaZeisim to the desert, Umemidbar also Beyashra Mekayma, and from the desert the Shechina left and rose up to its place in Shemayim. The Gemara brings the relevant psukim to show how the Shechina successfully removed itself from each one of these 10 locations. Yechanan adds that Shish Chadosh Nisak V'Shechina Liyisrael Bemidbar Shem Yachzeh B'Tshuba. The Shechina waited an additional 6 months in the desert to see if Bnei Yisrael would repent. Kivin Shlechazru Amar Tipach Atzman. When Hashem saw that this was not happening, He declared that Bnei Yisrael would have to pay the consequences, and the Shechina returned to its place in Shemayim. The 10 exiles of the Sanhedrin were as follows: Melishkas Hagazis Lachanos. From the Lishkas Hagazis, the seat of the Sanhedrin, it moved to the stores, which were other locations in Har Bayis to house the Sanhedrin. This also signified that the Sanhedrin no longer adjudicated din nefashis because nefisha reitzchem, murderers abounded at that time, making a mockery of capital cases. From these chanuyis, the Sanhedrin moved to the city of Yerushalayim proper. From Yerushalayim to Yavna, from Yerushalayim to Yavna in the time of Yechim and Zakkai. From Yavna to Usha, from Yavna to Usha in the time of Rav Gamliel. From Usha to Yavna, Rav Gamliel moved the Sanhedrin back to Yavna. Mayavna Usha, his son Reb Shimon Gamliel, moved the Sanhedrin back to Usha. Umusha to Shafarim, then the Sanhedrin moved from Usha to Shafarim. Shafarim to Beisharim, then Rabbi Rabbeinu HaKadosh moved the Sanhedrin from Shafarim to Beisharim. Beisharim to Tzipari, from Beisharim to Tzipari, Tzipari to Tveria. And finally Rabbi moved the Sanhedrin to Tveria. V'Tveria Amukim Mekulam. When the Sanhedrin finally arrived in Tveria, Bnei Yisrael were on a very low spiritual level. As the pasuk in Yeshayahu states, "V'shiflas me'eretz tidaberi ma'ofer terechach emrasecha." U'mishah masin l'gal. From the very spot Tveria, where Bnei Yisrael reached such a spiritual low, they will be redeemed, as another pasuk in Yeshayahu states, "Yisnar mi'ofer kum mishavi." Sak the Mishnah, Amir Shu ben Karcha, va'oid zayis hiskim yechem mezaka. Shafila reish bezdin b'chal makim shleiyu ho'edim holchin el makim avad. Yet another tekun of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was that the witnesses need not appear before the Reish Bezdin if he's away. They may come before the Bezdin when it's convened, who will proclaim the Reish Chaydish. Amema clarifies this in the Gemara, that one need not seek at the Reish Bezdin is only regarding testimony of Kedusha Chaydish. However, regarding cases related to financial matters, one does need to travel to wherever the Reish Bezdin happens to be. The Gemara now lists Tesha takanis shehiskin Yerbichem and Zakeh. The 9 takanis instituted by Yerbichem and Zakeh. Shehis the high perka. The first 6 are taught in this perk. V'chadah the perka kama. The 7th is taught in the first perk. En kahanim b'shoyin lalas b'sandalehen l'duchan. The kahanim may not recite perkas kainim while wearing shoes. Shiyutekin b'chal malkim shesh b'bezin. We blow shofar Rosh Hashanah, which falls on Shabbos, wherever there is a bezin. Shehei lulav nitl b'medina shiva zechel amigdash. We take the dal and minim all 7 days of Sukkot, even outside of the Beis HaMikdash. V'shehei yom hen of kuli aser, chadash remains aser the entire day of the 6th of Nisan. Shemekavl neidus hachedish kol hayom, the testimony of the new moon may be accepted all day on the 30th of El. Shleiyu ha'edim holchin el mokam avad, as just taught in the Mishnah. Shleiyu mechalim Shabbos el al Nisan matish b'vad. Witnesses for Kiddush HaChodesh should be Michal Shabbos to come and testify about the new moon, only for the months of Nisan and Tishrei, and not for any other month. The Gemara continues, A b'raisa Masechtas Krisa teaches, Gerushin is Gerib is Man Hazeh, Tzach Shiafish Reva Lekinoi. A Gerush has set aside money for his Karban Olam, for when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. However, Kvar Nimno Allah Rabbi Yechaman Ubitla at Menat HaKala. Rabbi Yechaman Zakeh subsequently abolished this halacha, for fear that someone might accidentally misappropriate this money. Regarding the 9th takana, our Gemara cites Machlokes. Rav Papa says that it was regarding that which a Mishnah in Masechtas Maaseh Sheni teaches. Kerem Revai Hayoilu Yerushalayim Mahalach Yom L'chol Tzad. The actual fruits of Kerem Revai from the surrounding areas of Yerushalayim need to be brought up to Yerushalayim rather than being redeemed. Kedei La'atar Shuki Yerushalayim B'Peris, to beautify the markets of Yerushalayim with these fruits. However, since it was no longer applicable after the Chorban, Nimnu Chaverecha Allah v'hitiruhu man Chaverecha Yerucham Zakei. Yerucham Zakei rescinded the original Takanah and allowed redeeming the fruits of Kerem Revai. V'nachma Yitzchak says that Yerucham Zakei instituted that the Lashon Shel Zohiris, the crimson ribbon which turned white on Yom Kippur, if the sins were completely forgiven, should no longer be tied on the doors of the Heichal, but rather should Kreshnei Sechetzi V'Sela, half on the stone of the cliff from where the Sar Mashalech was pushed, and the other half on the Sar Mashalech itself. See Masechtas Yuma Daf Samach Zayin at length. Regarding the life of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Gemara relates, Kol Shanaisav Shal Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Meya Ve'esem Shana. Mem Shana Asek Beperak Matya. Mem Shana Lamad. Mem Shana Limid. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lived a total of 120 years, of which the first 40 he was involved in business. The second 40 years, he devoted his life to intense Torah study. In the final 40 years of his life, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai rose to such prominence in Torah and leadership that he was one of the greatest Torah leaders to lead B'nai Yisrael at the difficult time preceding the Churban, and immediately thereafter, Yiratzen Shibana B'Samigdash B'Mheir Rav Yemeinu.